The Ministry of Science, Energy and Technology's National Innovations Award seeks to recognize excellence in technology, innovation and creativity in various areas of science. This biennial event gives participants a chance to win cash prizes, as well as trophies, and this year, it's being held in November at the Jamaica Pegasus Hotel in Kingston. Awards will be presented in the categories of agriculture, food and agro-processing, education, and popularization of science, technology and innovation, energy and cybersecurity.
Every 2 years, we are giving a chance for individuals, whether in schools, universities, at home, in the communities, for them to bring forward their innovations, their inventions. And it doesn't matter what it is. Just let us see what you're doing. We want to award those individuals with a significant cash prize. You may be surprised that what you have in your possession, whether it's an idea or a new thing you're starting up, we could possibly help you.
Director General at the National Commission on Science and Technology, Professor Errol Morrison. Innovations in the field of entertainment products, environmental sustainability, health and safety, as well as engineering and manufacturing, will also be included in the awards. National Innovations 2014 awardee Ricardo Allen is lauding the initiative by the Ministry of Science, noting that he has benefited tremendously. Mr. Allen, who is president and CEO of One-on-One Educational Services Limited, says it has given his business much-needed support and exposure. One-on-One Educational Services Limited provides personalized educational services and e-learning solutions to secondary school students and corporate entities. The online platform was judged Best Innovation in Education at the National Innovation Award last year.
The award has done much for us, many things. Subsequent to this award, we actually got further support from the Development Bank of Jamaica, who supported us in further developing the product that we have. And then after that, we had Cable and Wireless International out of London coming to us right here in Jamaica to actually acquire our online business, and it will be renamed Flow Study.
The concept of this online platform is to inspire students to learn through mentorship, innovation, and quality lessons that are delivered in a personalized environment.
Anyone who has access to the internet will be able to just log on to their computer and enroll in online courses on demand, sort of like a Netflix for education. It's lesson coming to you on demand.
Mr. Allen says the aim of his company is to reduce the cost of education. He is calling on private sector entities to partner with One-on-One in enabling them to achieve this goal.
It's really to make education accessible to all. The National Innovation Awards certainly spark that interest. We're a special company, I would say, because, you know, education is more than profit. Education has been my savior personally and a savior to many Jamaicans who, for example, comes from less than adequate circumstances.
The Ministry of Education announced a decline in mathematics passes in this year's Caribbean Secondary Education Certificate CSEC examination. The pass rate for mathematics was 47.7%, a 14.3 percentage point decrease compared to 2015. Mr. Allen says for the past 3 years, One-on-One Educational Services Limited has been able to achieve a 100% pass rate in mathematics.
What we try to do is to get the best teachers that are available to create these courses, online courses, and then what we do, we get it into the hands of students, you know. So think about you learning something in school today, and you go home and you forgot just what the teacher taught. Well, you can go home now and play back that teacher from start to finish.
President and CEO of One-on-One Educational Services Limited, Ricardo Allen. Mr. Allen says plans should see to further growth of his business, as he is looking to work closely with the Ministry of Education in fulfilling its mantra, every child can learn, every child must learn.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.